There are some fiction writers who get irritated if you ask them if their stories are based on real life. Not Gael Faye. He's a rap artist turned writer, and he readily admits his debut novel is based on his childhood, loosely anyway. Faye grew up in Burundi, next door to Rwanda, at a time of civil war and genocide. His book, Small Country, was published to wide acclaim in France 2 years ago. Now it's out in English and getting attention here, too. Time magazine listed it as one of 22 books to read this summer. Adeline Sia has more from Paris.
When we meet 10-year-old Gabriel in the novel Small Country, his happy childhood is about to get shattered by political turmoil, horrific slaughter, and chaos in his family. The story begins in 1992, on the eve of civil war in Burundi and the genocide in Rwanda. The novel earned several literary awards and sold 700,000 copies in France. Author Gael Faye says that was totally unexpected for a first book with this subject matter.
L'histoire d'un garçon qui grandit dans un quartier à Bujumbura.
The tale of a boy growing up in a Bujumbura neighborhood on paper isn't something we could have imagined getting such a successful response.
In the story, the main character, Gabriel, is a biracial boy with a white French father, black Rwandan mother, and a younger sister, just like Faye. But the author is cautious about detailing what parts of the book came from his own life.
Le personnage de Gabriel, il traverse une situation politique que j'ai traversée. Il a un métissage que j'ai ressenti.
Gabriel goes through the same political situation I went through and is biracial like me, but his observations come from a later time in my life. In fact, real lives are always more complex than fictional lives. If I told my own story, no one would believe me.
Faye didn't see himself as a novelist until he was encouraged to write long-form stories by an editor whose son listened to Faye's compelling rap songs. Catherine Nabokov, who's a relative of literary giant Vladimir Nabokov, says Faye's poetic lyrics captivated her. I was in shock, she says. I was immediately impressed by many things. Of course, the quality and depth of his style, because his lyrics were so well written and developed. But beyond that, some songs also presented entire narratives. He was already telling stories. And when I heard his interviews and read about him, I understood that he had a very strong personal story. So Nabokov coaxed Faye into writing about his life, and Faye says it was liberating because writing helped him take control of his identity.
J'ai toujours eu l'impression que ma vie m'était imposée de l'extérieur, que mes identités.
I've always had the impression that my life was imposed upon me from the outside, that my identities were forced upon me by either society or family, that it was decided that I was biracial, half white, half black. That's always made me feel uncomfortable, and I feel like writing helped me decide who I am. It enabled me to find my own words to tell my story from within.
He says this turned out to be especially important when he had to go into exile in France.
L'arrivée en France, c'était surtout y découvrir que j'étais noir. Ça, c'était une nouveauté pour moi parce que
arriving in France made me discover that I was black. That was new to me because in Burundi, I was white. When brown-skinned people like me walked down the streets, kids called them Muzungu, which means white. So arriving in France and suddenly realizing this in the eyes of my schoolmates who called me black or slang words for black, that was entirely new.
Faye refers to his multicultural and multi-ethnic identity in his book and in his songs, as in the title Métis, or mixed race.
Blanc et noir, quand le sang dans mes veines se détraque, je suis debout au confluent du fleuve et du lac. Mon métissage, c'est pas l'avenir de l'humanité. Mon métissage, c'est de la boue en vérité. Quand deux fleuves se rencontrent, ils n'en forment plus qu'un. Et par fusion, nos cultures deviennent distinctes. Elles s'imbriquent et s'encastrent pour ne former qu'un bloc d'humanité.
He says, when two rivers merge, they make only one. Through fusion, our cultures become indistinguishable from each other. The fusion of cultures is also the theme of the song Paris Métèque, or Stranger Paris, a city that offered a refuge for Faye when he was an uprooted teenager.
Ce qui fait que moi j'ai aimé cette ville, c'est parce que petit gamin exilé de Bujumbura, je retrouvais d'autres exilés.
What made me like this city is that as a young boy exiled from Bujumbura, I met other exiled folks who transited through the city and brought their whole culture in their suitcases. It helped us form special bonds and learn from one another.
Paris s'éveille sous un ciel océanique, l'accent titi se mêle à l'Asie, l'Amérique, l'Afrique, je suis une fleur craintive dans les craquelures du béton. À gagner dessous, à dormir dessous les ponts, Paris bohème, Paris médec, Paris d'encre et d'exil. Je piaffe l'amour, médite une chinoise à Belleville. Leonardo da Vinci se casse le dos sur un chantier. Je vois la vie en rose dans ses bras pakistanais. Il tourne le gyrophare.
Fai is on a concert tour this year, so he and his family are based in Paris for now. But he moved back to Africa in Rwanda a couple of years ago. He says smelling the rain and dust there, seeing mango trees and hearing the local languages again helped him heal and end his sentiment of exile.
Y a rien de pire qu'être un, entre guillemets, un écrivain de l'exil quand finalement on peut...
There's nothing worse than acting as a, quote, writer in exile if you're able to go back home. That's just posturing.
Fai is invested in helping Rwanda overcome its dark past. He's part of an association that tracks Rwandan genocide suspects in France and brings them to justice. As for his book being published in English, he says he's eager to hear echoes from the Anglophone world. He says the novel has resonated differently everywhere it's been read so far. After being awarded a literary prize from the Arab world, Fai says he received poignant testimonies.
J'ai reçu des messages d'Irak, des messages de Syrie.
I've received messages from Iraq, from Syria, and from Lebanon. Young people who told me, this is our story. Gabriel is like us. The war, what he felt, it's exactly like that. And that's really interesting.
Author Gael Fai is already at work on a new novel about an African-European rock star. In the meantime, this French Rwandan rap star will perform a single North American date in Montreal tonight. For the world, Adeline Cyr, Paris.
Respire les effluves, les parfums d'Orient. Sous les tuves, les fumées d'encens. Brûle tes poumons dans les torpeurs enivrantes. Les fleurs, leurs senteurs navrantes laissent loin la rumeur des villes. Si ta vie est tracée des vies, prends des routes incertaines, trouve des soleils nouveaux, enfile des semaines.
Great flow from Gael Fai and some real poetry in there for you francophones. Et voilà, la fin. We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. We're back with you tomorrow.
Rebelle, Rougan, empereur de Brie.